Poems on Various Subjects, Religious and Moral, by Phyllis Wheatley. To a Lady on the Death of Her Husband. Grim monarch, sea deprived of vital breath, a young physician in the dust of death. Dost thou go on incessant to destroy, our griefs to double, and lay waste our joy? Enough, though never yet wast known to say, though millions die, the vassals of thy sway, nor youth, nor science, not the ties of love, nor aught on earth thy flinty heart can move, the friend, the spouse, from his dire dart to save. In vain we ask the sovereign of the grave. Fair mourner, there see thy loved Leonard laid, and o'er him spread the deep impervious shade. Closed are his eyes, and heavy fetters keep his senses bound in never-waking sleep. Till time shall cease, till many a starry world shall fall from heaven in dire confused hurled, till nature in her final wreck shall lie, and her last groan shall rend the azure sky. Not till then his active soul shall claim his body a divine immortal frame. But see the softly stealing tears apace, pursue each other down the mourner's face. But cease thy tears, bid every sigh depart, and cast the load of anguish from thine heart. From the cold shell of his great soul arise, and look beyond, thou native of the skies. There fix thy view, where fleeter than the wind, thy Leonard mounts and leaves the earth behind. Thyself prepare to pass the veil of night, to join forever on the hills of light. To thine embrace this joyful spirit moves, to thee the partner of his earthly loves. He welcomes thee to pleasures more refined, and better suited to the immortal mind. The End. Read by Lorraine Montgomery for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.